Elishur Chelek Aleph Daf Pei Zayin. This is the 11th chapter. It's entitled Musar. The author begins Musar hi chokhmas habitzua shel kol haTorah kula. Musar is about execution. It's the wisdom of execution, literally, of the Torah. How to put things into practice. To elaborate, bechol medina yesh guf mechoykek. In every country you find a legislative body, such as Asefa Lumis, a national assembly, a Knesset, a parliament, veguf mevatzer, and the executive branch, the government. And this is already mentioned in the Torah, sheifetim vesheitirim titenlecha, in Parshas sheifetim, moisdois shipot, first of all, institutions of judgment, umosdois levitzer psakadin, and then institutions to carry judgments or policies into practice. Another example, bevinyan batim, when it comes to construction, yeshna chokhmas ha-tichnun, there's one branch which is the actual design. In brackets, ha-adrichal ha-mesartet ha-tochnit, the architect who draws up the plans. That's part of it. And there's another part of the chokhmas ha-andasa, the actual building part, ha-mehandes ha-mevatzes ha-binyan, the contractor who actually builds the edifice according to the plan. Similarly, b'muzika mechaber mangina v'makhela menagin sesar. When it comes to music, you have the composer, that's part of it, and then you have the orchestra that performs the music. One further example, kashe HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzivah leMoshe livnos mishkan, when he instructed Moshe to build the mishkan, nitztava Betzalel al meleches haMishkan. Betzalel was appointed to lead this, v'ne'emar alav Betzalel el hoyisa. That's how Chazal explained the name. You were in the shadow of God, you were there. Ki yada lechaven heitev seder habniya. He knew the order. He knew how to put things into practice and to build them. Hari Moshe Rabbeinu alav hasharim gila es tochnis habinyan. Moshe Rabbeinu revealed the plan, what there should be. Uvtzalel bitzeo isa. And Bitzalel put it into practice. These are all examples. Now we come closer to our topic. Kach ha-halacha hu choyk. The halacha is the law. That is what the Torah wants us to accomplish. That's the goal. The chokhmas ha-musar hi teras ha-bitzua. Musar is then the knowledge of putting this into practice. Keitzad lekeyem ha-mitzvos. How to do it, how to accomplish it. That's the introduction. Onwards. Es yeseideseh hinichu ha-nevi'im. The foundations of Musar relayed by the Nevi'im. B'mishnah nikbe'alah maseches avois, so we have an entire tractate, a voice set aside for that. B'gemara mukdeshes lah ha'agadta, in the Gemara we have agadta, which is much of it is about Musar. Asher gam ba halachois. Agadta also includes halachois, hilchois, deois. Now this is interesting because I think the author here is between the lines already hinting to the fact that the definition of agadah is very difficult. Often, by way of convenience, we define halacha as the legal sections of the Gemara and agadta as the non-legal sections. It's a very inadequate definition for the reason that he points out over here. There are halachos in agadta too. He deals with it much more in the second volume. In the introduction, the Mitzvah Hashem will get there. At any rate, in agadta, there are also halachos which the Rambam calls hilchos deois. That's the Rambam's terminology. And in brackets, a point that he also makes again in the second volume, Yadua ki harif zal mevi rak halacha pesuka. The methodology of the Rif was to cull from the Gemara those passages that were relevant to halacha. V'yesh li shteimem, and therefore one can be surprised, ala sugyos arabois bagadta, the numerous sugyos in Agada, sharif mevi'an bishle musan, the Rif cites them in completion. So you see from here that the usual definition of agadata is the non-halachic sections is inadequate. At any rate, that's a parenthetical comment. Hamidrashim v'hazor HaKadosh rechivu chokhmazet. Midrashim and the Zohar elaborated, expanded Musar. And Rabbi Senu Rishon v'Achronim Zal hishlimu ad lefli. And then the Rishon v'Achronim then completed it. So that's the chain, if you wish. Now another definition, b'merkaz ha-halacha oymedes ha-mitzvah atzma. So at the focus of halacha is the mitzvah. That's the focus, that's what we concentrate on. במרכז המוסר, האדם המקיימה. But at the focus point, the focal point of Musar is the person who is required to fulfill the mitzvah. This is a brilliant and magnificent definition. What we focus on in halakha is the mitzvah. So we define and clarify the parameters of the mitzvah. But at the focus of Musar is the person who's going to fulfill it. He elaborates on this now. Shinuyei matzavim v'chilufei zmanim. When you have changes in circumstances and different times, gormim gam shinuyei chivim. Often they bring in their wake different obligations. Here's a simple example. Kivon ha'aliyah mechutz la'aretz le'eretz Yisrael. If a person moves from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, ha'gorem es chivim b'shmiras ha'mitzvos ha'tluyos ba'aretz. That obviously will change his obligations regarding mitzvos ha'tluyos ba'aretz. So there's an obvious case where a change in circumstances leads to a change in obligations. He'll have to keep trumois, masois, etc. Similarly, shalom u'milchama, if it's a time of peace or a time of war, b'ri'us u'magifa rachaman aleitzlan, if it's a time of health or a time of plague, lematzavim ha'shanim she'achos halachos ha'shanoy. So those different circumstances will require different halachos and adaptation and whatever it is. Ulam, however, הרבה יוסי ממה שהמצבים מחייבים הנהגה אחרת מצד הלכה. Much more than changed circumstances require a different approach from the perspective of הלכה, הם מחייבים גישה אחרת מצד חוכמס הביצוע. They obligate a different approach from the perspective of the wisdom of application, המוסר. Yeah, so of course, different circumstances will lead to changes in הלכה, but much more so, they'll be affected from the perspective of Musar, the person who's at the focus of Musar, as we said, needs to put into practice the new obligations that arise out of new circumstances. Rabois bezehatoyos, numerous are the mistakes in this area. She'elois shelefi das hamon mechavei shinui b'halacha, questions that according to the masses think require changes in halacha, te'unois b'mes shinim b'gisha musaris, what they really require are changes in one's approach to Musar. במצב של מלחמה או חירום, in a situation of war or some emergency, האדם עלול להשתנות. It's not just circumstances that change, but the person himself changes because of the new circumstances. ואין רואה כיצד לקיים תורה ומצוות מתוך מצבו החדש. Very often it's difficult to see how to fulfill Torah and mitzvot from a new situation, from the perspective of his new situation. העוסק במוסר, the advantage of מוסר is that one who is involved in it ימצא את עצמוי. It's not so much that the halakha changes, that's more easy to deal with, but he'll find himself in the new situation. He'll understand how he must prepare anew and recalibrate his fulfillment of mitzvos. And thereby find always approaches to shlemus toich chilufei tkufos within the changes in periods and circumstances. Ulam ha'ever bizmanim shel behala u'ma'amatz. This is a parenthetical comment, really, that in times of confusion and much change, ta'un ha'adam harbe yosei chizuk b'kiyum ha'mitzvois. A person requires much more chizuk in fulfillment of mitzvois me'asher bizmanim shel shelva than times of tranquility. So to summarize the last paragraph, harish musar toras ha'adam biyachasol mitzvos. Another magnificent definition. Musar is really the Torah of the individual in his relationship to mitzvos. It really is a profound definition. Torah zoi amuka urchavahi. It's a Torah which is deep and wide. Bazeh alinu levaeres ha'ikarim shebilbud musar. What we want to accomplish is to explain the fundamental points in learning musar. Limud ze, this type of learning, what we're going to be discussing, hu achidush ha'ikari lema'aseh. That's really the main fundamental innovation shechidsha chokhmas ha'musar, that Musar brought about, the movement of Musar, umchadsha ha'gadoil, and its great innovator, Rabbeinu Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Zatzal, shichlel oifen ha'limud kashi esber bezas Hashem. He's the one who brought about this particular point, the way that we learn it. And that's what we're going to be focusing on. Adkan, chapter 11.